Okay, so we're all reviewing and we're all watching the fallout after this election, and it's like we're watching the witch hunt that comes after there's a change of hands, of power. The lawsuits, the political attacks, impeaching a president after his time in office, these are all things that we did not want to happen in the country. And one of the things that we don't, that it seems that it's not quite registering. Democratic voters don't see the problem with what the Democratic Party is doing. They don't see the backlash. If they sue and attack the last president after that president left office, what are Republicans going to do to them after they leave office? Are they planning on not staying in office? When all those Republican congressmen turned their backs on the one president who actually helped them keep their campaign promises for the first time ever, what do those Democratic voters think was going to happen? Do they really think that Trump simply lost the trust of those Republicans because he actually helped them do what they promised? Do they actually think that what flaws Trump had as he was pursuing a doubtful elections, outcome, as he was chasing after the natural fallout, there were complications, there were problems. We had some Antifa insurgents run into the Capitol, and then Trump voters got blamed for it, and Trump voters followed them, of course. So some of that seemed to have happened. All right. Do Democratic voters really think that Republicans in Congress turned their backs on Trump because of that? When you watch the guys next door turn on each other, you should be concerned for your own safety. If the parents next door are flagrantly beating their children, tying them to chairs, leaving them there for days and beating them, you should not turn a blind eye, even if you don't like those children. When the parents next door are not looking after their own affairs in their own house within normal behavior, you should be concerned for your own safety. You don't go over and knock on the door and say hello and offer them cookies. You don't invite them over to your house. And if they come over to your house and offer you money, you certainly should not take it. Something weird is going on in the Republican Party. And I think that so many Democratic voters are so drunk on their hatred for Trump that they actually believe that Republicans share that hatred. They don't. The reason that the Republicans are attacking Trump the way they are is because Trump threatened their power. They had their little political game that goes back and forth where the Democrats do this and the Republicans try to do that but don't always succeed. And then the Democrats play, and they just hit the ball back and forth. It's like ping pong. And then the voters and the voter issues are the ping pong ball going back and forth. And what happens is the Republican politicians and the Democratic politicians get to have their power. They get to have the money from the lobbying groups. They get to have their little machine going on back and forth. And all the people, what the people want to have done, never gets done. And Trump came in and actually did stuff, and it upset the balance of that little back and forth ping pong game that the Republicans and Democrats were playing. And that's why the Republicans attacked Trump. They did not attack him for the bad he did. They attacked him for the good he did. And as I mentioned at the Times this week, Trump saved the world from America thinking it's got to save the world by bringing our troops home and by not borrowing money to meddle in other countries. Trump stopped all that. So other countries stood up on their own. We stopped interfering and our soldiers came home. All right. Trump saved the world. And Republicans couldn't allow that. because saving the world meant saving the world from them. And so now what we're seeing is that the president and his political allies are getting attacked like in the old days when a kingdom would get a new king. They go attack the old people. And that's one of the things that we wanted to avoid in the United States. Obama and all his lectures, that's not who we are. That's not who we are. Apparently it is. Political vendettas are not supposed to be who we are, and we should let dead horses lie. And that's a pretty big gamble that the political establishment, and I mean the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, that's a pretty big gamble, because they're establishments, okay? That's a pretty big gamble that the instituted politics and Democratic voters are playing. Despite the evidence, they still believe that support for Trump is a minority, that it's some small fringe thing that was made up, and that it's not a threat. You want to know for sure, let them impeach Trump even though he's out of office, making it so he can't run again. Go ahead and then see what happens. We'll see how small that group really is. Now, me being over here in Taiwan, I'm looking at that going, if they impeach a Trump, or if they impeach a former president, Trump, who looks like he was very popular, if you interpret what happened on election night from the perspective of an economist and a statistical researcher trying to outsmart the survey answers, if you use typical survey research techniques to look at election night, you'll see that Trump had a sweeping majority. Now, they go impeach him after the fact, a bunch of politicians working against the will of the people. You watch the trouble that develops. China's going to think they can bust a move on the island I'm sitting on. And I don't like Biden, but I know that he's going to feel defensive and he's going to lash out at China more than Trump ever would. And he's not smart like Trump. He's not going to figure out a way to stop borrowing money, bring the troops home, and force everybody to get along. It's going to be war and humiliation. China is going to get beaten and humiliated, and they're going to come back with a vengeance later on. And it was all because Democratic voters allowed their party to do this in front of everybody else because they believe that the whole world hates Trump as much as they do. Now, I'm not angry at those Democratic voters because the Republican voters also need to learn stuff. Me, myself, I've also learned. We are learning through this. And as much as Republican voters are to blame by not cultivating trust in law enforcement and by not taking the virus seriously where it should be, We've made a mess with each other by insisting on fighting. And it's shared responsibility, and the fighting in America and the problems are everybody's fault. But as I've said previously, the important thing is that we find our hearts. We can stand up through all of this. We can learn, we can improve, we can look at the bad things that we've done and start doing good things, and we will instantly begin to shine in the moment. And we need to not fear. There's nothing to fear here. In the Bible, it says it really well. It says, a righteous man can fall down 7 times and still get back up. But a wicked man will fall once and he'll stay down. And that's because being righteous, it just means treating people fairly. It doesn't mean being sinless. If you look at Old Testament context, people that treat others fairly are strong. And that's one of the themes I've been dealing with the athletes over here that I work with. Everyone's decided that they need to just stop playing around and smiling for the camera and get strong and be good at things. And that's where we need to focus, no matter how hard things apparently get. See you next week.